both of us are, all three of us, in fact, are teachers at the school I mentioned before, the Hochschule Luzern, where I work, and that's also the city that I live in. And Christy, I've known a long time. He's associated, again, with many great players from all over the world. He and Ray Anderson worked a great deal together at one time. But I'm having a pleasure. He's also my neighbor in Luzern, so we see each other quite a bit socially as well. And he's a wonderful, wonderful guitarist, and a great pleasure to play with him. And it's a very simple formation. This group is to just get together and play. And we worked on some thematic material, but this is all improvised.
Wow.
And this was a very early recording of ours in the evolution. We've gone on quite a bit since this one, but I like how this recording turned out. It was made in December 26th, the day after Christmas, 2011, recorded in Bern. And before that, we heard the Who Trio, who we'll hopefully hear from again a little later. Trio is with Michel Vinch on piano and Benz Oster on bass, and this trio has existed now for about 18 years, produced a lot of different recordings, many of them for Leo Records. This is not one of them, however. This is a private recording from a radio broadcast, and we heard Chanson pour Marlon, a Claude Nougaro composition. Now, this therefore ends exactly the first half, but we've gone through quite a bit of music in this first 3 hours. That it was an attempt to kind of give you highlights over over four decades of music making. And now I'm turned specifically to address this residency that's coming up. And in doing so, I would like to play pieces related to the players you're going to hear on the residency, and so I can talk about the residency one day at a time. The first day on Tuesday is a very special day that is the only day in which the same group will play in the first and second half of the evening. It's partly because this is a very special configuration, and also because there are many things to explore in these five players in terms of different combinations and also composition and improvisation. Who the players are include Earl Howard. Earl Howard is a saxophonist on the one hand, alto and soprano saxophonist, but also a tremendous contributor to the development of electronic music. And it's partly on account of him that my interest in electronic music resurfaced in the early 1980s, because being around him and the things that he was working on at that time with analog electronics and later with digital sampling and so forth were of great interest to me. And together we had a lot of shared vocabulary. He also was one of the composers on my first solo record of a piece for me that utilized a vocabulary that he and I figured out together, understood, and developed together. So Earl has, along the way, has been a very important musical figure in my life, and somebody with whom I hold a very high regard as a great both improviser and thinker about music, and a very passionate person regarding electronic music in particular. Meaning that he's really cares about the future of and the possibilities of. He works more than almost anybody I know on really refining the potential of the vocabulary of sampling equipment these days. He's on the cutting edge of equipment and of what's going on, and thinking deeply about the possibilities of electronic music. And you'll have an opportunity to hear him on Tuesday night at the Stone, along with Susan Alcorn, the pedal steel guitar player originally hailing from Texas, then transplanted to Baltimore, where she currently lives. So she's coming quite some distance to perform on this performance as well. And Susan is an unusually diverse musician in terms of the fact that she worked in traditional ways, and like the show that preceded us, she worked in the country music traditions of the South, and functioned as a pedal steel player in the traditional role of a pedal steel. But she had a great interest in many different kinds of music, and in particular new music and improvised music. And so And we can now find her in many different contexts, and I thought that it would be really interesting to bring her into this project. The project's named Re-Ensemble, which is the title of a group that I put together with George Lewis, Earl Howard, and the harpist Anne LeBaron, who is also participating in this meeting on Tuesday night. Anne LeBaron, now originally also from the South, she's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's where she was born. However, now she lives in California and teaches at CalArts. And she is a very, very special player of the traditional harp, and has also worked a great deal with electronics. So she's very very tuned into the possibilities of electroacoustic music. And finally, rounding out this quintet, in addition to myself, on drums will be Georg Greve, the pianist from Germany. And having him in town is yet another special. It's one reason why, maybe the main reason why I made this two sets, because it's our only opportunity to hear him in the course of this residency, and I wanted everybody to have a good shot at coming to hear him. So, and he is, he and I and the cellist we mentioned earlier, Ernst Reisinger, have had a trio that's now existed for over 25 years. Georg is an exceptional improviser on the piano. And if I have time, I will try to squeeze in one piece by that trio a little later. However, for right now, I'd like to play a piece that I put together kind of collaboratively with Earl Howard. It's called Monocline, and it comes from a performance in 1989 at the Pyramid in Rochester, New York, when this quartet that I mentioned before, with George Lewis on trombone and LeBaron on harp and Earl on sampler, perform this piece. And the piece is a scored out piece, meaning that they're very specific sections with very specific materials that we worked out. I also provided most of the sampled material that Earl Howard uses on his sampler. I provided the acoustic source for that material. That's partly how the piece took its shape. And this gives you a pretty close example of what you might expect on Tuesday evening of this week at the Stone. And again, Monocline. And what we're going to hear is an excerpted version. This is quite a long piece. It's almost 35 minutes long. So we're going to hear a kind of a Reader's Digest version of the piece that I put together that gives us some feeling for this music. And that was the concept. Monocline, Re-Ensemble.